ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः। श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। अघोरेश्वराय नमः। सर्वेश्वराय नमः। राजराजेश्वराय नमः। Today's Chaturthi, the fourth morning of this sacred observance of Navaratri. As a small family, we have gathered to engage in upasana of Mahashakti, Parashakti, who is known by so many different names. Although we know she is beyond any name, any form, any race, gender, beyond any attributes. Attributes cannot limit her. Yet, for the sake of our mind, we give her a name and a form so our mind can wrap itself around. Ma is Ma. Ma is the name of unconditional love. During this Navaratri, we have been evoking her with the name of Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. Mahakali, remover of darkness, death itself. First 3 days we engaged in her upasana. Today is the emergence of Mahalakshmi. With Mother's grace, when the darkness is removed, the light emerges. When the darkness of night is over, the golden light of the sun emerges. Mahalakshmi is worshipped with golden flowers, yellow flowers, symbology. Red is the Shakti, blood that runs within our body. The Shakti, the energy, is distributed through that. After that, we become aware of our richness. What is our richness? Usually people worship Mahalakshmi for money. Money is not richness. Real richness is our virtues, our ability to give and receive unconditional love, kindness, acceptance, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment is also a richness. The wealth of devotion, wealth of faith, wealth of trust. This is the real richness that no one can put a tax on, no one can take it away from. When the fear is removed, doubt is removed, these are the darkness. Faith emerges, trust emerges. Contentment emerges. All this time that we have been engaging in upasana of Ma does not go to waste. Every moment of this time is our wealth. Any moment we spend in her remembrance is a wealth. If we look at our 24 hours, how do we spend our time? We usually spend time with what feels good. And what feels good is the product of mind. An undisciplined mind could lead us to many things that make us feel good, yet do not enrich us. A disciplined mind, disciplined senses, the time that we spent brings about the richness. It stays. It's not a moment lost. We engage in something and have, it gives us joy, have fun for a moment, just like lightning in the sky. Then it goes away. But this, during this Navaratri, as you are lighting a lamp and sitting in the company of that gold lamp, ghee lamp, spreading golden light, sitting in that company, you are repeating your mantra. Something is building inside. Pay attention to that. Don't just run with the mind and judging, labeling every moment. Turn the mind towards inner richness. What you are accumulating, something is building. It may not feel good, it's okay. You have been sitting for long meditations. There comes a time you even transcend the pain. The body puts up its resistance and it's hurting. There comes a time it gives up. So even if it's hurting, I'm not saying hurt yourself, but there is something beyond that. There is something beyond that. Breathe into that pain, that stiffness. It releases. Through this, we also learn if there is a hardship in life, we don't get stuck there. In that hardship, just breathe. Remember Ma, remember her love, remember your trust. You'll go through it. Through practices like this, we enhance, we increase our perseverance. If we don't persevere challenges, we react on every little discomfort, then we stay very much on the surface. Dhairya, patience, and perseverance take us towards Ma. Ma is present in our life in so many forms. Today's emergence of Mahalakshmi, it's a beautiful way to contemplate on all the things we are blessed for. All the things that are already in our life. Sometimes, if we are not aware of this, desire for one little thing becomes like that sand, grain of sand in our eyes. The whole the scenery in front of us becomes distorted. We can't see it because that grain of sand is in our eyes. Desire for something, attachment, so strongly to something, does the same thing. Wash off that grain of sand. Be grateful. I was just walking down here, and for a moment, the remembrance of being grateful. I was just grateful to Mother Earth with all her abundance. She's holding us, producing fruits, vegetables, grain, fuel for electricity, heat, everything comes from Mother Earth. And that's why Mother Earth is also called Lakshmi. She is the giver of richness. Everything that we want, that we desire, really comes from the earth. She gives it. How often do we just take a step back and be grateful to Mom in that form? Anyway, today, this morning is a morning of being in gratitude. Count all your blessings. Let the light emerge in your heart. Meditation on Mahalakshmi. Breath rising from the navel towards the heart. The golden lotus opening. Sitting on the lotus is Ma, covered in golden light, golden silhouette, granting us fearlessness, and boom. In any form you evoke Ma, she will appear in that form, just a condensed, just like light is everywhere. Through meditation, through focus, you pass the light through a prism, fire appears. Same concept. Ma is everywhere, but through a particular color and a form, we meditate on her and some kind of fire emerges within. That's a meditation on her, and please do know, your life is blessed, you're receiving Ma's blessing, and I bow to Mother with all my limbs in all different directions, and thank you for your presence. Oh.